Will you pray with me, please? Father, this morning, what a joy it is to come to gather with fellow believers and to lift our voices to praise you. Father, we thank you so much for your grace, as we sang earlier, that paid for our sins, that brought us to life, and that will one day lead us to heaven where we can see your face and where we will continually give you praise. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for his atoning sacrifice for his sin, for our sins through his death on the cross. And Father, we now, as we prepare for communion, remember that death in the way he instructed us. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Better? Okay. I'm getting signals from the sound in the back that the microphone's too close to my mouth. Hopefully you can hear okay. Are we good? Louder. Okay. All right, how's that? All right, let's go. In our time of worship this morning, Josh led us well as we focused on God's grace and on our Redeemer who allowed us to have a relationship with God. As we prepare to celebrate communion this morning, I think that it would be good for us to focus on that sacrifice and the redemption that was accomplished. I'd like to direct our thoughts to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Peter writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation to be revealed in the last time." I'd like to take just a couple minutes and briefly take a look at what Peter is writing to us in those couple of verses. First of all, he begins with praise. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ!" Exclamation point. According to his great mercy, has nothing to do with us. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. He has caused. God is the author of our salvation. It is he who gives sinners new life. He has caused us, we who are spiritually dead, helpless and hopeless in our sin, he has caused us to be born again, that is, to be regenerated, to be made spiritually alive, to a living hope, an undying, complete assurance through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Furthermore, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Imperishable is not corruptible or subject to destruction. Undefiled is flawless, it's perfect. And unfading means that it will never lose its magnificence. And where is it kept? It's kept in heaven, the most secure place in the universe. And it's kept for you, for me, those who have repented of our sins and believe in Jesus, who by God's power, and we know God's power is omnipotent. It's the greatest power of the universe. It's the power by which the universe was created, are being guarded through faith for a salvation that will be revealed at the last time. And that's why we can proclaim, as we did a few minutes ago in song, that I will glory in my Redeemer, whose priceless blood has ransomed me. I will glory in my Redeemer who crushed the power of sin and death, my only Savior before the Holy Judge. the Lamb who is my righteousness. Every week, in remembrance of him and his sacrifice for sin, we eat the bread, which symbolizes his body that was given for us, and we drink the cup that symbolizes his blood shed for us, the blood that purchased our salvation. If you're here today and you have repented of your sins and you have embraced Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, please join us in this remembrance. However, if you are here and by your own admission would acknowledge that you have not repented of your sins, you have not believed in Jesus, you are not trusting him for your salvation, please just pass the elements by as they come down your row. This remembrance is for those who are his. However, if you are here today and you find yourself in that position, please don't leave here without speaking with the person who invited you or one of us. We would love to share with you the good news of how you could have a relationship, a personal relationship with God that extends not only for this life, but for all eternity. The servers are going to come now. They're going to distribute the bread and the cup. Use this time to reflect on God's grace, on Christ's sacrifice for your sins, on our hope and our inheritance as you prepare for communion. And then if you would hold the elements until all have been served, we will come and we will take together.